It isn't easy being a woman in Alaska, but it sure can be fun. That's what I learned this weekend as I bounced from one Bachelor Society event to another. 44 young women dressed in everything from tutus and wigs to shorts and sports bras competed in this year's Wilderness Woman Contest. Even more women arrived to cheer them on and attend the now very popular Bachelor Auction. The auction is a special night for many local men who get gussied up and have a great excuse with which to meet women. It is a night where they are not just the ramper at the airport, produce guy at Cubby's, driver for Sunshine Transit, or the cashier at the Tesoro. They are valuable commodities to hundreds of cheering women. It is apparent that women feel comfortable and free in Talkeetna for this weekend, in which roles are reversed. Chris Perry explains he never wants to be an objectifier.
If you live here and you're still single, you just kind of get up there and hang yourself out in front of all the ladies, right? And then you'll understand that when women get objectified, you'll be like, okay, now I know what that feels like.
Alaska leads the nation in some of the most troubling statistics dealing with abuse and violence of women and children, a fact that members of the Talkeetna Bachelor Society are out to change. Talkeetna Bachelors band together every year to raise money for women and children in crisis. But it isn't just about the money. It is also about the awareness that is given to the cause. I met one woman at this year's auction whose life was changed forever 5 years ago when the MC of that year's event, while encouraging women to bid for women in crisis, casually said nobody's life should suck. That phrase planted a seed for her to bravely leave her own violent marriage. Last year, Talkeetna Bachelors raised over $14,000 for local nonprofits and gave over half that to organizations benefiting women and children in need. Word is getting out about this important cause, and nice guys are finishing first.
I think everyone's going to be surprised at who takes home the highest bid tonight.
37 men and a dog went up for auction this year, and based on their entries in the Bachelor catalog, conversations at the meet and greet, and their performance on the catwalk, women came up with an economic system to rate them.
You know, you get kind of a price tag put on you.
At first, it was a system even I couldn't figure out. A man in a tuxedo brandishing a nice bottle of champagne went for $300, and another in a flannel shirt who pulled two unopened Budweisers out of a backpack went for $1,150. So I asked some women to explain the psyche of the bachelor market. This year's Wilderness Woman champion, Stephanie Schmidt, explains.
I think Alaska women, they're not looking for tuxedos. They're looking for the flannels. They're looking for someone who can take them out into the woods, who can chop wood, who can build things, who can hunt, provide meat. You know, I think that's what they're looking for.
Second place wilderness woman and former champion also had some thought about what she was looking for.
I guess the mountain men who also have a little bit of sweetness.
Bidding for this year's bachelors was fierce and donations were generous.
$2,600
sold for $2,600. 71-year-old Richard Crane became the most expensive bachelor in the history of the event. Rich has lived in Talkeetna for 8 years and has been in the auction since he arrived. Shannon Post explains why this year Rich struck her fancy.
I think that the nice, kind, good men should be rewarded.
Lindsay Hall from Anchorage, who bought 6 bachelors last year, was back with a group of 12 women called Delightful Divas. They represent part of the female contingency of a larger group of 186 Alaskans that coordinate via the internet site meetup.com to attend community events with a socially responsible purpose. They showed up this year in force to volunteer, have fun, and contribute. KTNA estimates that this year, the bachelors raised over $23,000, almost twice as much as last year, proving that Alaska is trying to turn the tides on violence against women and children, one bachelor at a time. For KTNA, this is Melis Cody.